Okay, we have some other things queued up here that I think we're
working.
Yeah.
We just have one, Mayor, because we kept we're going to do the older Americans Month.
Yeah, I guess the question is how long of a break do you want to take? Maybe half an hour, because we've got some folks waiting.
That's fine, but I thought we were taking a break.
Okay. One other option would be to take a break after we do the next four or five items. If we
you and I made a commitment that
I know we're going to do that one.
Four or five.
Well, we got some fairly brief ones here queued up before we get to the bump. So I guess if we could get through 453, if that would work, I think we might be able to satisfy a lot of folks who are here to speak. So let's try that if that's workable. Even if you have to leave, Dan, I don't think there are any emergency ordinances in there except for one. So we might need to take that one up afterwards. But let's do 449 right away, and read that, please.
449. Proclaim May 2015 to be Older Americans Month in Portland.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. Take a seat. As you know, Mayor, I'm honored to serve as Council Liaison to Elders in Action and proud to live in a city that prioritizes and proudly celebrates being an age-friendly city. Today we welcome two distinguished guests and celebrate Older Americans Month. We're joined by Barbara Bernstein, who is the Interim Executive Director of Elders in Action, and George Hawker, my former public advocate who got a promotion and now is Loretta Smith's public advocate. And before I recognize our two distinguished guests, it's my honor to read the proclamation that the mayor has issued. Whereas May 2015 is National Older Americans Month, and this year marks the 50th anniversary of the Older Americans Act, and whereas this year's theme is Get Into the Act, recognizing older adults who are taking charge of their health and being active members of their communities. And whereas Metro projects that between 2010 and 2030, older adults in the region will increase by over 100%. And whereas the city's age-friendly Portland Action Plan focuses on improving the engagement of older adults by fostering meaningful civic engagement. And whereas the city works with Elders in Action and Multnomah County to enhance the lives of older adults in our region. And whereas the city contributes to the vitality of older Americans through partnerships with Portland Parks and Recreation, Loaves and Fishes, Senior Recreation Centers, and so many more, now therefore I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim May 2015, the whole month of May, to be Older Americans Month in Portland and to encourage all residents to observe this month and to support older adults who contribute such vitality to our community and to get into the act. George, take it away.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mayor Hales, commissioners. I am George Hawker, the public advocate for Commissioner Loretta Smith on the Multnomah County Board of Commissioners. Thank you for the invitation to be here today as we recognize the 50th anniversary of Older Americans Act Month. Commissioner Shiprack and Smith regret that previous commitments prevented them from being here today. The City of Portland and Multnomah County have been working in partnership with this year's theme, Get Into the Act, by promoting healthy aging and increasingly age-friendly community involvement of older adults and bringing attention to the need for prevention of elder abuse and fraud. Multnomah County Aging, Disability, and Veterans Services Division, as the Area Agency on Aging, receives and uses federal funding for services such as home-delivered meals, caregiver support, community-based assistance, preventative health services, personal care, transportation, job training, and other services. Through key partnerships with Friendly House, Sage Metro, Elders in Action, Jewish Family and Child Services, and with active encouragement and support from the commissioners of Multnomah County, more services and support is being provided to the LGBT community. According to the county, more than 4,300 LGBTQ adults in Oregon reach 65 each year. The Multnomah County Board of Commissioners voted unanimously on October 30, 2014, to establish an age-friendly plan, action plan for the county, continuing its preparation for the significant increase in the senior population expected in the coming years. This follows the efforts of Portland, dating back to 2006 as a pioneer member of the World Health Organization's global network of age-friendly cities. In this Older Americans Act month of 2015, we appreciate, respect, and thank our older adults for being a national treasure and enriching our lives. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mayor Hales, commissioners. Since 1968, as a result of the Older Americans Act, Elders in Action has been a partner with the City of Portland in promoting the well-being and interests of older adults through our personal advocate program, in providing an avenue for older adults to voice their needs and concerns through our Commission of Community Elders, and offering opportunities for meaningful and life-affirming civic engagement by volunteering with elders and participating in all our programs. For example, yesterday we completed our housing advocacy training. This is a project funded by the Meyer Memorial Trust. It brought community elders together in a series of 5 sessions to explore the issue of affordable housing. Every day we receive calls from older adults who cannot find affordable housing, who are being priced out of their apartments or living in unsafe environments. We wanted to explore the range of options available in our community and partnered with REACH CDC Northwest Pilot Project Welcome Home in this exploration. We took this group to the state legislature to speak with their representatives about the issue and concluded yesterday with 40 people on the Fair Housing Discrimination Tour, which looks at the history of housing in our community through the lens of race. In the future, we hope to bring some of these participants here so you may hear their stories. More recently, we have also partnered with the city, Portland State University, and other community partners in building a model age-friendly city. Current special projects include a collaboration with Multnomah Public Library and the Port of Portland. They are interested in creating environments that are welcoming and keep older adults engaged in civic, social, and economic life. In just 3 years, Elders in Action will be having its 50th birthday. To ensure we stay relevant and adapt to meet the rapidly changing conditions of an aging and increasingly diverse community, we are starting an organizational change inquiry. We are working with the Nonprofit Association of Oregon to ensure our programs are welcoming and inclusive of the whole community for the next 50 years. We value our partnership with the city and our partners like NAIA, Urban League, IRCO, and feel these growing bonds will only make our collective services stronger in the future. More than ever, the services provided to older adults using the Older American Act funding is critical to allowing people to age in place with dignity and good health. The well-being of older adults is indicative of the health of our community as a whole. Thank you for acknowledging this important act and for allowing me to speak on its behalf.
Thank you.
Mayor, thank you. Thanks to our honored guests. And as I was looking at the proclamation about get into the act and taking charge of your health, I'm reminded of a story about 4 years ago where I met the former Mr. Universe, Chuck Amato, who works for Commissioner Fritz. And we were celebrating his 50th anniversary of service to the Parks Bureau. So for 50 years, he was providing invaluable instruction to people, including older adults, about how to live a healthier life. And in the course of the celebration, he didn't use the words, get into the act, Nick, but he said in so many words, take charge of your health. And I listened to him and then followed up with him, and I made some changes in my life, like diet, exercise, other things. And I think it extended the clock a little bit. And so I'm very grateful to him, and I'm reminded that we can, that's a message that should resonate with all of us, is to take charge of our health. And it's not too late to make changes in our life that can make us give us a chance to live healthier, more productive lives. We deeply value the partnership with Elders in Action and with the county, and we are so grateful to have this our spy in the County Board of Commissioners office, in George Hocker, who gives us real-time information on a regular basis of what's going on over there. Thank you both.
Thank you all.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Good work.
Oh, here's the proclamation.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
John.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.